Blog Talk Radio.
God, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is
blessing to know that the Holy Spirit is in the midst. You hear that song? That song was one of the songs we sang at our church that we do every year. You know, we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank Him for how He comes in and blesses us. It is an awesome thing to know that when you're in Christ, you don't fear things like you normally do. Others probably fear things, but when you're in Christ, the closer you get to Him, the more you look at the fear factor is a little different, because you know greater He is in us is in His Word, Lord. We just thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him. He is our Savior. This is what the reason of the season is about. You know, I was, as we was getting off on yesterday, if it's God's will, we want to look at something. I'm a brother asked a question, and I wanted to kind of tap into that question he was asking about Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. It really goes in there, the coming of Christ, to me, because you and I and most believers believe that we don't pick no certain day to give thanks and honor our Lord. We do it all the time, you know. We thank Him for His birth. We thank God for how He allowed His Son. The Bible says that He's the Son of God. So we believe that He came down. He had to clone Himself into a human form. Because if not, you know, no man could have said He'd done it. But He had to clone Himself to come down and take on the sin of this world, so you and I can have the access to heaven, that tree of life. And I don't know about you, that day is really gonna come soon for most. You know, and some it might come when he comes today. He come get us. But I just want you to know, something is gonna happen, Brother Willie, after death. Something is going to happen. You asked a question, Brother Willie. I don't have no host with me today, none but the Holy Spirit and the Lord again. I just want you to know that if you can't hear me, let me know. If you can, you know, see if we can hear you, Eric. I thank God for the Holy Spirit again. I thank the brother. He was quizzed about that. He said, Brother D, tell them. You ought to be a scripture or something that you can go to and read one time and take one day or one time out and read that scripture or that passage, you know, so with it all, find him one. And the one he found, he said, popped up. And the scripture was from Hebrews 9, right? And it said 9:26. It said, and it reads just like this. You heard it, you know, people probably recited it and everything, but this is how it reads. It said, It is appointed unto, now watch this, man wants to die, but after this, the judgment. We want to look at that. You know, every man, and I want to look at that. I want to add a few reference to that to let you know where we're coming from. That's going to be the main text that it says that, it says right there again, in as it is appointed, now, unto man wants to die, but after this, the judgment. I'm going to read that other scripture just for just sake of it, and I'm going to read before later on. But I want you to know that we all will have to go before the judgment seat. We all. But I'm telling you, our judgment, and once you, if you die in Christ, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, your judgment is totally different. Your judgment is when God starts calling things out, He going to say, I don't remember no more. Sins that we repent from, God doesn't remember anymore, church. I want to tell you, if you ain't never heard nothing today, I want you to carefully be praying with me, because we're going to tap into something that a lot of folks probably don't believe in. And you know what that is? You know what they believe in? See, a lot of people don't believe in the spiritual world. They believe in the natural and tangible things. but they have a problem with that spiritual world, because it takes faith to believe what I'm talking about. You cannot conquer this thing up. It has to be the faith of God to believe that what you read out this holy book, because it's been inspired and wrote. You know, I know they want to question who wrote it and how many people wrote it. They want to do all that. But once you have a relationship with the Lord, He's going to confirm what you're reading. I don't believe He'll let none of us look like a fool. I don't care wherever you're learning is, wherever how you can read or can't read, or your interpretation, you get it wrong. I really believe God will help you with that. He will help you and I with the interpretation of His word. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I want to impose on that scripture that He asked us to read, and then we're going to stretch it a little bit, because I want to get some meat out of it, you know. I want us to eat off the bone, you know, off this, because I want us to stretch it, you know, open it up a little bit so we can get some real understanding. I'm going to tell you this here. It's not an absolute. I'm just going to give you what God give you in my heart. And you read along with me. I pray for that if you can't read along with me, take down the scriptures that we use to try to build. Try to build. And you go back and read it again and again. And whatever, how many times you need to do it, read it. Because I believe if you read it with the Holy Spirit, God will reveal it to you. Pray for that He reveal you after we get through right now. Because we're going to get in this lesson right now. If anybody have any prayer requests, anybody have any concerns before we get in the lesson, you can hit the one button. And I'm hoping that you guys can hear me, you know, because I don't have nobody here. Reverend Henry is working pretty good right now, and I don't know nobody else can see me, but now that he's not on, y'all, if you can hear me, please text me right quick. I don't want to get too far down. You guys can't hear me. Somebody said, well, it's understood. Don't need to explain. If it wouldn't, somebody would have already said. So that's what y'all telling me. Brother Wayne, can you hear me, Brother Wayne? There you go. You can text me. Okay, Brother Doe, Brother Wayne. Hello?
My brother, why you always asking that question? Can we hear you? Yeah, we hear you.
Brother, you got to believe it.
If we don't hear you, I'll text you that we don't hear you.
Okay, but do you know how you've done this thing for many years? You don't want to just be running your mind and nobody can hear you. You know that.
Oh yeah, you loud and clear, loud and perfectly clear.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I was looking at my 9:27 on my Hebrews in this, and you know. And I heard you say you're going to talk about that. And like I said, I really wanted you to explain, if you could, to talk about what you mean by judgment.
That's what I'm going.
Okay. All right, my brother. I'm back on mute.
We're going to do this thing. Brother Wayne, thank you, man. I know you fucking going to let me know, too.
Okay.
Thank you,
man. All right. Yeah, you good. Loud and clear.
Okay. Okay. Okay, let's go. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father God, humble before the throne of grace, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the things you have bestowed on us this morning. You gave this day to us, Lord. You made this day out of reality, Lord. You even, Lord, you gave us a time out just to be with you, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord, because we know, Father God, it was nothing. Truly with nothing. On yesterday, we did something so great, Lord, that you allow us to be in thy presence, Lord. So we want to carefully just say thank you, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, and we want to rejoice in it, because you've been an awesome God to us, Lord. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, Lord. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that resides in us and keep us all through the night, all through the days, Lord. And we know, as believers, knowing that, Father God, if it had not been for you, help me, Holy Spirit, was on our side, where would we be? Lord, we know, Father God, some of us can tell you, we've been some places that we've been some places that we wish we never had even went to, you know, Lord, but Lord, everything happened for a reason. So we thank you, Father God, the learning experience through it. We thank you, Father God, for the trial that we went through with, Lord, because we believe when praises go up, blessings come out. Sometimes we ask that, and people say, what are you talking about? We're saying this here, that Lord, that if you allow us to go through it, you will be there with us, Lord. So, Lord, we're getting this lesson. We ask you, Father God, to open up our hearts, Lord, our minds, Lord. Let us have a receptive spirit right now, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit teach us and preach to us, Lord, and show us your way and persuade man to do your will, Lord. Let the Spirit move in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless the ones that are here, and bless the ones probably want to come on, Lord. Bless them as well, Lord. And if they do come, Lord, let it be with a joyful noise, Lord, that we say we was glad when they said, let's go to the house of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen and amen. Oh, I tell you, I thank God for this, man, because once I got an understanding of this scripture a long time ago, it sent something to me, my brothers and sisters, because I didn't, at first, when you're dealing with this kind of scripture, if you're not living, watch this here, if you're not living in faith, this scripture will mess you up. It would totally have you running around here thinking that you got to be perfect to leave this earth. Help me, Holy Spirit. So the judgment that God going to do to all mankind, none of us going to slip it. That's why I had to add some reference in here to understand what this scripture is trying to pull out. I'm going to read something here to you. And this one scripture, but I want to bag up and make sure we get the whole understanding of the scripture you got on mind. I want to bag up to, I'm going to read, though, then we're going to do some explaining. Watch this here. I'm going to bag up to verse 11. Look how it reads. Verse 11. Look what it reads. But Christ, being come, the high priest of good things to come, by greater or more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of the goat or calf, but by his own blood, he entered in once, help me, Holy Spirit, into the holy place, having obtained the eternal redemption for us. For if, look at this, for if the blood of a bull and of a goat and of an ashes and a heifer sprinkled on the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. I'm going to give you something. How much more should the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from the dead works and serve the living God, help me, Holy Spirit. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of transgression that were under the first, look what's it, testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal. Watch this here, eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also be a necessity to be a death of the tester. And the testament is of the force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is no strength at all while the tester lives. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, we're up on neither the first testament and the dedication with our blood. For when Moses has spoke every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood. Watch this, y'all. He took the blood of a cow and of a goat with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled it both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God had enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled it with blood, both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministers. Help me, Holy Spirit. And most of all, things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It is therefore necessary that the pattern of these things in heaven should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice than these. For Christ is not entering into the holy place made with hands, which are the figurates of the truth. But look what he said, but into heaven itself now appear the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest and into the holy place every year with blood of others. Help me, Holy Spirit. For then must he offer and have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, has he appeared to put on, watch this now, put away sin by sacrificing himself. Help me, Holy Spirit. And look what he said. And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after the judgment. Look what he said. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him. Shall he appear a second time, the sin of salvation. I wanted to read that all. It's the reason why, because in the building of this thing, Jesus had to come. Jesus had to come to fulfill this judgment. See, Jesus had to be the one who can come and judge us, right? But first, he had to sacrifice himself. Because there was a time when the priest, you hear it in the scripture, had to go before God, the holiest of holiness, and sacrifice the animals for the sins and atonement every year. And what happened is, but there was no remission from it. All it was, they went in, they did their ritual, they killed it, and they burned incense, and they came out. The sin never left. Help me, Holy Spirit. When God came with Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit, Jesus had to come down. He didn't go get no heifer. He didn't go get no blood and sprinkle it around the book like Moses did in the people. He took himself, his own body, and came down and walked down here. And every sin you think you couldn't come up with, he was tempted on every hand. Somebody said, well, pornography wasn't there. Facebook wasn't there. But I want to tell you, if you can limit God in your mind, you can. But I'm going to tell you, when he said he took death away out of the devil, he did it. Death has no sting no more, no dominion over us anymore, because he took it away. He took it away. Now, what you're saying, with his sacrifice of his body and his blood, what he did the same thing what they was ritual do, the high priest did every year. And now he can sit at the right hand of the Father, waiting on the day that he tell him to come back. Because we believe in the scripture says. Now, the scripture says this here. He said, until it reach all nations, help me, Holy Spirit, until it hit all nations, then he will appear. But let me tell you something. I want to just add this, if y'all don't mind. Until it reach north, south, east and west, then you will see him. Then we might be that generation to see the Lord. But while we're here, he purges us. You know, he cleanses us. Once you accept the Lord, you'll say, you, the presence of God comes, right? Help me, Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost comes inside of you. And it's up to you to build on that Holy Spirit. How you build on it? I believe you come like you're doing now. Monday through Friday, you're building on that. I believe you're building on it from the bottom of my heart, because I believe when you get in the Word of God, when you've been taught, or when you exercise what you've been taught, you're building on that right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I want to tell you that to let you know that you can't do enough in this body to make an end. You and I will try our best to get in, but we're going to fall and stumble. But that's why I want to kind of, remember yesterday I added this yesterday, but I want to kind of add to put some more context again to let you know the building on the judgment. The building on the judgment. I want you to look at me with me again because my brother was asking. He said, I want to know about that judgment, you know. That judgment, because Jesus took the right to do that. Because what he did, he walked this earth and he took on all that sin that he didn't do, and took it to Calvary, carried it on the shoulder, and took it and hung there, and died and risen for you and I. So he can judge. He can look at us. See, if I try to judge you, you can say, well, Eric, you did this or you did this. You can sit there and point out a lot of things. But when Jesus done it, help me, Holy Spirit. When Jesus does it, it's a totally different animal Watch this for this scripture I want to add, another scripture I want to add. First Peter. Watch this now. I'm telling Bill with that one scripture again, the one scripture, and let me read it just for the sake of the hearers. And as it is appointed unto a man wants to die, but after this is judgment. This is what Jesus was saying. Peter wrote this here. This is 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'm going to begin at verse number 15. Watch how it says. He said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what the book said. He said, or as a thief. I'm in 1 Peter 4 and 15. He said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody or other man's matter. I'm in the book, y'all. People be surprised. It's some of the things you're doing. That's why I said when you pray, right? Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why I said when you're praying, and we ask God to forgive us for our sin, right? And we ask God to forgive us for our known and unseen. A lot of people probably just think a little melon ain't going to hurt. A lot of people think a little getting people business won't hurt. The Bible says, this is what the Bible said. Let me make it plain to you. He said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer. Or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matter. He said, yet if any man suffer as Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come, help me, Holy Spirit, the judgment must begin at the house of God. It is first begin at us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look at yourself. Us. We us now, y'all. Look at us. He said, it must begin with us. The end be of them that obey not the gospel of God. He said, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, what shall the ungodly, the sinner, appear? Help me, Holy Spirit. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God, commit and in keeping of their soul to him in well-doing, as it is the faithful Creator. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He looked at us. he said right there, he said, the people prepping on this phone right now, the believing God, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, judgment will begin with you, and the judgment that we begin with you. How is it that someone's not in the will of God is going to be able to make it? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If he's looking at us like this, the ones are trying to live right, they're trying to exercise again. And let me tell you something, there ought to be a growth. There ought to be a growth. There should be no stagnant in God. You should be growing in Christ. I preached a sermon one time, been years ago, there's no standing still in Christ. You either grow or you wither away. I mean, it's impossible to say you have God in you and you're not growing, because the more you get God, the more you want God. Help me, Holy Spirit. The more you want to read, the more you do read. The more you fellowship, the more you want to fellowship. The more you love, the more you give. He said the time will come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that the judgment must begin at the house of God. And it first begin, look at this here, us. So when the judgment comes, he's going to come judge us. Now, I don't want you to get hung up because you hear that little word. You hear the little word, judgment, and first thing out of people's mouth, judge, judge, judge. You know, I mean, when you hear judge, first thing come out of your mind, sometimes you think it's negative. Help me, Holy Spirit. First thing come out of a lot of people's mind when they think, judge, he's judging me, judging me. It must be some, it's going to be really bad. It's going to be really bad if you judge me, Reverend. Why would you judge me, Reverend Brian? Why would you judge me, Eric? Why would you do me like that, Eric? Now, let me back up and help you with that a little bit. And put your finger there, and let's go to 2 Corinthians. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians, prayer for open up that understanding just a little bit more by judgment. Look what it says over here, and we're going to back up, and look what it says. Look what it says in verse 5. Look what it says. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. Now he that have wrought us for the selfishness thing is God, who also given us the earnest of his spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from him. Oh, Lord, let me do that for me. He said, therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, help me, Holy Spirit, not by sight. We are confident, I see, and willing rather to be absent from the body is to present with the Lord. Help me. He said, wherefore we labor not with the present or the absent. Look what he said. We may be acceptable unto him. Watch this now. For we must all, here we go, y'all. For we must all appear, look what he said, before the judgment seat of Christ. Let me do that again. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things in his body, watch this now, according to he that done, whether it be good or bad. There we go. Whether it be good or bad. There we go. Now. So once you see judgment now, the scripture just read said, when we get before God, when we get before Jesus Christ, and he's about to judge us, help me, Holy Spirit, he's about to show us something. I want to tell you something. You can stand like I just said a couple of days ago. I believe it. I'm going to make it in. Help me, Holy Spirit. I truly believe I'm going to make it in. Because the Bible just said he's going to judge, brother, with a dog. He's going to judge the good and the bad. All the bad. Why would you say that, Reverend Brian? I'm trying to tell you there are some things in our life, if we don't repent for it, when we get before him, he's going to judge us of it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's going to judge us of it. But also the good we have done. That's why it's good to go out and do good. It's good to go out and show your love to one another. It's good to go out there and testify and tell you that Jesus is the reason for the season. I know we buy gifts. I know we do things to try to joy around. But this gift that Jesus has for us to honor, obtain that, you got to acknowledge that he is your Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. So if I can just let you know, that's why he can do it, because we should have confidence. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that he can do it. If you got confidence, you don't worry about a judgment, because your confidence, knowing that you and I know that I can say, I'm going to go on and say this, that you might already know it. I love teaching. I love preaching God's word. God had ordained me a few while back, you hear what I'm saying, to do this here, called to do this here. Brother, I had to stand for him too. Brother, sister, I had to stand before the Lord. That's why I'm scared to do certain things. I'm not telling you I don't fall. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't tell you I have bumped my old noggin a little bit. I'm going to tell you one thing, what I do, I repent. Help me, Holy Spirit, quickly, and ask God to forgive me. I'm telling you, sometimes that sin that we get in, if you lay in too long, my brothers and sisters, it'll have you feeling pretty good in your own mind. You know, talking about that good feeling. But brothers and sisters, you can be reaping your reward right now, because judgment will begin at the house of God, and it's us who begin. How is it that someone is not in fellowship? What's going to happen to them? My Lord, did he have mercy? But we know it's too late when that time comes. Pray, Brother Wood doesn't play it long, a lot of time on it. It's going to be too late when you get to see his face if you don't know him. You say, I believe now. It's going to be too late. You got to believe now when it's not popular. Help me, Holy Spirit, to say, I love the Lord. when it's not popular to say, "Oh, he's my Lord." When he's not popular, when he's really, really trying to convey himself to you, man, you have to watch it. I've been in this ministry just a short time, but you have to watch it. People are trying to find faults in you, right? So you have to watch it. So why give them evidence of that? Why you the evidence you should give them that Jesus that you serve, the God that you under, that you believe in, can cover any fault you ever had done. So I tell you, Job had a problem one day, and Job asked a question, Brother Wayne. He asked a question, brothers and sisters. He opposed me when I read this book, right? It tells me this here. See, Job, I mean, it was a while back. I don't know whether it was a while back. He was going over this scripture one day, and he was asking why Job was saying this about this. I'm just going to read a brief part of this, right, and then I'm going to try to explain this. Watch what it says in Job 14, right? I'm going to read the one verse first. Because he said this, because this is what we were talking about earlier, Brother Willie Dog. He said, man that is born of a woman is through days and full of trouble. You hear what I said? A man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. I love that book because same day he said, we're appointed once to die. A man was born here of a woman and some trouble is going to happen. In these days that we own this, but I want to kind of spread down because Joe asked God a question, Brother D, Brother Sister. Look what it said. It said, if a man dies, shall he live again? That's verse 14. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody's been in church, know what I'm talking about. Somebody don't understand. He said, if a man die, now man means woman and man. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Thou hast called, and I will answer thee. Thou will have desire to work in thy hands. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. He said, for thou knowest, know thou numbers and my step, and thou, look what it says, and thou not watch over my sin. For my transgression is sealed, help me, Holy Spirit, up in a bag. Thou showest up my iniquity, and surely the mountain fall coming nigh, and the rocks remove out of the place. The water were the stones. And washed away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth. And thou destroyed the hope man. Help me, Holy Spirit. Job was getting his heart right. Before he knew, he was so bound up in all this sickness. And he was just thinking death was going to happen. And he was saying, God, have him. But God loved Job. He told the adversary. He where he was going. He said, I'm going to and fro, seeking who I can devour. He said, have you considered my servant Job, righteous man? Help me, Holy Spirit. See, if he's saying that already, my brothers and sisters, the judgment, he got a good judgment coming, don't he? Because he already know that he already got evidence that he's of God. The evidence that you and I should have that when someone comes to you and you go to a courtroom, help me, Holy Spirit, a spiritual courtroom, it should be that you love God and you love his people. The Bible said, he said this here now, he said, love me with all thy heart, all thy might, and all thy strength. And then you know what he told me? And then love thy neighbor as thyself. Help me, Holy Spirit. So the word to me, knowing that will a man live again? Yes, he will, because we just read it. Being absent out the body is present with the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, see, when you have the Lord, you don't worry about no judgment. When you have the Lord, you know what you worry about? Soon, and very soon, I'm going to see the king. then I see the king, he gonna tell me, well done. I don't care what nobody say. He gonna tell me, well done, my faithful servant. You got to have confidence. Oh, heavenly host, I can't have confidence for you. I can teach you and preach you the gospel, but you got to have it in your heart and let no one move that out your heart. It won't be because you're perfect, heavenly host. It won't be because you're good, the goodest person, the best person on the earth. No, 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 no. It be because of the blood. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me kind of help you a little bit more when I say that, because it's many times, Brother Nutter, it's many times that people quote this scripture. Just let me do it for my sake, you know. Let me try to get some understanding for a while, y'all don't mind. It's Matthew 7, if you don't mind. I just want to get a little understanding, because I'm still trying to deal with this judgment, right? Look what this judge did. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says in Matthew 7:1, judge not, help me, Holy Spirit, that you be not judged. For with what you judgment, you judge, you shall be judged, and with the measure of merit, and it shall be measured to you again. And he said, and why? That's what he said. Behold thy mote that's in thy brother's eyes, but consider not the beam that's in thy own eye. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look, let's walk with this night. He said, oh, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote, I'm almost through, y'all, out of thy eyes, and behold, the beam is in thy own eye. Like what he said, thou hypocrite. He said, first cast out the beam out of thy own eyes, then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy, what he said, thy brother's eye. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, what I'm understanding, interpreting that scripture is, there is some hypocrite out there. They're hypocritical people. You know, they can tell you not to cuss. They can tell you not to lie. They can tell you not to fornicate. They can tell you not to be a whoremonger. They can tell you not to steal. They can tell you not to do thus and thus. And they doing the same thing they telling you to do. That is a hypocrite. Amen. That's telling someone that is telling you something they are doing. And God said, not this. Now, you might have a little problem. Watch this here. You might have a little problem. That's that mote. You might have that little thing in your eye. Brother Eric, and Brother Willie Dog come by there and see that little thing, and he got the same thing, but he can't see because he's watching you, because he is so big, right? And what he does, you're going to hell, you're doing this, you're going to hell, and how are you going to tell me I'm going to hell, and you sitting here doing the same thing I'm doing? You sitting here doing, I don't know, you ever been around some people and you don't know if they're church folks or not? You ever been around some people, when I say church folks, they church only on when it's occasion. They church on the time when their name is brought up in the church. They church on the time when it's time to read a preacher's sermon. They church on the time when it's convenient for them. Help me, Holy Spirit. God is seeing that. How can you stand before my people being a hypocrite? That's why the Bible said this. Now, I know you don't get this everywhere, but that's why the Bible said many are called. Help me, Holy Spirit. But a few are chosen. Now, I must tell you this. Judgment and reproof and rebuke is totally different, right? I'm coming to you right now. I'm trying to reprove you, right? I'm trying to show you the right way to go. It's not judging you. It's warning you and telling you to lean more to God and not to your flesh. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm trying to tell you the time is going to come. The judgment is going to happen. He's going to judge them things you're doing if you don't repent from it. He's gonna look at you. You're not going to want a lot of folks. You don't hear a lot of folks preaching about this here. You don't hear a lot of people asking about, because people are scared of death. Help me, Holy Spirit. People are scared of death. They're scared of death so bad. We've been preaching and scared people so much about death. That devil's alive. We just read it. Then he said, watch, let me read it one more time for me. He said, we are confident. This is 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5:5. Look what he said. We are confident, I said, willing rather to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's what he said. He said, we are confident. I love this stuff. I said, and willing to be absent from the body and the present with the Lord. He said, wherefore labor, help me, Holy Spirit, that you rather present or what was it said, or absent, or we may be accepted of him. Help me, Holy Spirit. But we must all appear before the judgment seat, brother dog, of Christ, that everyone must receive the things in his body. Watch this here. According to he that hath done, whether it be good or bad. Help me, Holy Spirit. God, I think if we got this myth now, I'm not going to put that in the box. I just want my good to outweigh my bad. You know, see, I don't want to be playing curses with this thing now. You know, I want to tell you the truth. I want you to understand what I'm going to say here, that God is looking at all things. And he said it right there. He said he's going to judge you too. If you did something, if you're doing some good things, you did, he's going to lift that up. If you did something bad, he's going to tell you about that. Help me, because we got to get before him and sit before him and wait on him of what he said. Now, watch this here. Preaching is a good thing, right? They put preaching down now. We find all kind of ways to run the pulpit down now, because I know some bunch of them in there, they doing this thing, you know. But y'all like, some of y'all like all the charismatic of all the hollering and all that. But I want to tell you what the book says. The book says, how these, look what it says, they are called in whom they have not been believed. Watch this. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Help me, Holy Spirit. And how should they hear without a preacher? I'm in the book, y'all. I'm in the book. I know when this is. I know it. I really just know it. I know it sounds crazy, but let me read it again. I'm over here in Romans. Romans 14:10-14. He said, how then should they call on him? Like I said, in whom they have not believed. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's a key thing there, y'all. And how should they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Oh, that's a key word that I heard now. And how should they hear without a preacher? And how should that preacher, look what I said, how should they preach except they be sent? Oh, heaven, heaven. And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings and good things. Help me, Holy Spirit. When the word has been elevated, when the word has been lifted, I know this ain't no good stuff, when the word has been really lifted up, you know what I'm talking about? See, prior to the preachers and study, prior to the preachers have got time and been in the presence of the Lord, prayerfully that we know from the bottom of our heart, look at me now, we know from the bottom of our heart that he took time out and got in the word so he can rightly divide the word. We didn't got into to the point now that the pulpit is so open now. It's not been respected no more. That's why when people hear judgment, that's why when people hear the judgment of God Christ, the first thing they say, well, the preacher ain't doing it. The preacher ain't doing it. They point out his faults, you know, because he makes it more known than anything. But watch this here. God exposed him for repentance, too, for he to get himself aligned. Why do you keep hearing me say he? I just believe in the book. I just believe, and stay with me when I say that, I just believe in the written word. You know what I'm talking about? Not my conscience, and I believe in word. Just like we just read all that word just then, only time people believe in the word when it's for them. I just read in the book, said, if you believe and heard what you're hearing and believe in what you're hearing, he said, accept me. That's what he said. Accept me. And then accept me by faith, you know. And when you accept me by faith, you can look at me different now. So I'm home now. I'm home, y'all. I'm home. When I say I'm home, this is it, y'all. I'm home, Brother Willie Duffer. I'm home. Look what he said. For by grace are you saved. Help me, Holy Spirit. Through faith. Let me do that for Eric. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Let me do this, Eric. For by grace are you saved through faith. and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works. Help me, Holy Spirit. Lest any man should boast. I'm in the book, y'all. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Here we go. Brother Dolph, there we go. There's no works now. And good works which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Jesus covenant, brothers and sisters. Wherever your imperfection is, you don't have to worry about it. You can be confident that Jesus nailed it to the cross. You can be confident to know that whatever you think about, matter of fact, before you were even born, help me, Holy Spirit, he was thinking about a way to make it for us. Help me, Holy Spirit, so you and I can have eternal life. So judgment don't mean nothing for us. It's only applied to someone is what really absent from him on the present. See, when we get absent from him in the physical, we're not absent because he is in us. And soon, one day, he will raise us up like he said he would. The dead in Christ will rise first. And then the ones who will remain will meet them in the air. Wherever I'm at, help me, Holy Spirit. If I'm in heaven, watch this. If I'm in my grave, call, help me, Holy Spirit. If I'm remaining right now, like I'm here right now. Wherever I'm at, I just want to meet him, touch him. I just want to meet him right there and say, Father, don't leave me, you know. And I know what I'm saying when I say this. No man can have that understanding when he's going to leave. That's why we got to live like he's coming today. I'm not talking about you on pins and needles, but once you get in Christ, you'll find out it's not like that. You don't have to live on the edge. What you can do is live and praise like we always do. Glory, glory to our King. Sing a new song to our King. You might catch that later on. But I want to tell you, he inhabits our praise. Judgment again. Watch this here. Don't factor into us. Once you accept the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. The judge he going to have you with, remember we just read? That good stuff, he going to remember that. That bad stuff that you repent for, he ain't going to remember that no more. So pray for me, prayerfully, that you repent. Repent means do a bow of faith. Somebody been in the military. Let me help you a little bit. A 180 degrees, not 360 till you get dizzy, but 180 and tell the Lord, forgive me. He already knows, but let's do this here. Forgive me for the things I have done. Forgive me for the things I don't know and I do know, Lord. Help me, Lord. Where I am falling short at. You at the place of submission. You at a place of obedience. You at a place that he can come in and show up and show out. Because he smiles on us when we open our heart to him. Because he wants to come in. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? He wants to come in our life just like that. He wants to come in and cover us, and then you don't have to worry about the judgment. You don't have to worry about the last day, because you know what? You're living in the last day right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to say this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want to say this. I love you. I love the support of the prayer. I love that beautiful question, Brother Willie Dog. You know, I know I left meat on the bone. If it was something said that you couldn't understand, Brother Willie, you're open. Brother Wayne, if it's something you'd like to buy, you're open. You know, if something I can get, go back over. If not, you just want to say thank God for the word, you know, or thank God for the understanding. You can hit the one button.
Thank God for the word.
God bless you, brother. Thank you for your prayers, man. You know, I'm gonna say this again, man. This brother here, brother D said it yesterday. You know, I do know God has moved in a lot. You know, you've been around him, you hear certain things here and there. But brothers and sisters, I really believe a change came in his life. You don't wake up Monday through Friday like we do, and don't change. I don't believe you can do it. Brother Dawood won't be so shy. He'll tell you, I'm not the same I used to do. I think different now. I believe different now. I kind of be God conscious now. Now, I might not do it like Reverend Bryan do or all the other saints do. God gave me a lane to do it in. You know what I'm talking about? See, when you racing them cars, Brother Willie, dog, you know, only time you look at your opponent, it's a couple of times you look at it. If you're watching the video, and you know what I'm talking about when you're watching the video, that means you're behind. You're watching the race, right? But then there's another time that you either you double bug him, Brother Willie, dog, or you sit there, wait till he turns his pre-light on, and then you know, one of y'all going to go in first and start the race. But most of the time, Brother Willie, dog, he wants to get on in there quick, you know, and try to make the other guys have a little panic over there. Life is like that. You'll be surprised who's watching you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Every move you do, and study what you do. Why not show them Jesus? Help me, Holy Spirit. Why not give them Jesus? You know, it's enough foolishness around now. Show them the love of God. Because we living in the day that we might see him. We might get to see God in the flesh. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to leave you alone when I say this here. I promise I ain't not gonna say this. I believe some of us already have seen. It might have been through mother. It might have been through father. It might have been through a cousin. It might have been through something. You know what? Anytime someone accepts God and they Lord and say, God is in that person. So when they come up and you start talking, you can hear some God in it. God's in fellowship with you. But that's gonna be another dimension. When you get to heaven, you'll be like John. You're going to see the old earth pass away and the new heaven and earth come. You're going to be at the well and say, I do. I remember. I witnessed this here. I remember. Now I get to see and believe what I've been believing all these years. So I say this in love. You know, there was some says, again, that you didn't understand. We'll be carefully go back over it. We'll be mindful to have us in your prayer. As we try to do this ministry we call God's plan. I mean, if it was something you like, you know what I'm talking about, and you want to give thanks for what God gave, your understanding, you can hit the one button. If you want prayer, we want to pray with you. If you don't know the Lord and you want to have a Christian experience, let us hold your hand, but give God your heart. Now watch this here. Maybe you've never been baptized. We want you to do something for us. Get in the church where they're teaching the Bible and tell you to explain to you about the baptism. Because you have, I believe, now you don't have to believe what I believe in. I believe you need to be baptized for Scripture. It's in Scripture. Romans 6 and 4 tells us that. We need to die like he did. And we need to raise like he did. And then we need to walk in newness like he does. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If Jesus got baptized, why not us? Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. So I say this here. Please come to Jesus just like you are. And I guarantee you, if you keep coming by and you keep listening, we're going to build on your whatever that board was there. We're going to put something in that board, and that's more Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. More Jesus. So may God bless you. If no one else, come on. Brother Wayne, you good? We don't want to be too long with it no more. If somebody else want to come on, we'll try to finish it out. We can. If everybody good, we can pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Lord, we just love you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Brother Willardall with that question about judgment, Lord. It was on his mind, Lord. He read the scripture, and it came out, Lord, about how once a man is pointed here, he was pointed here, and then judgment will begin with us, Lord. And we believe, Lord, but the scripture said that you are judging us, Lord. You're Christ, we will be before our Lord. Lord, we just want to know if there's anything around us or in us, Lord, to hinder us to be in your kingdom. Lord, we ask you to remove it. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, and even when you remove it, Lord, we'll fill that void where there'll be with someone to encourage us to keep on running. Where there'll be the spirit of the Holy Ghost to intervene in us when we want to go back to the things we used to do. Lord, help us today. Help us, Lord, to see. see you another way than we normally would do it. Let's not be so practical with you, Lord, but knowing that you are a risen Savior. We believe in you, Lord, so we thank you, Father God. Oh, how beautiful it is that when you came in this morning and you showed us through the way of word, Lord, and we want to say thank you for how you warmed my heart, Lord. Now, if it was some said, Lord, misunderstood, wasn't even presented right, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to help the receptacle of that hearing and that heart, Lord. Even the deliver of the messenger and what he gave, Lord. Let the Spirit move in the way we pulled out of him and more of you. I want to thank you, Lord, for what you have done in my life, Lord. Even just now, Lord, I want to thank you for the new birth of one of my grandchild, Lord. This came in 7 pounds, Lord. I just want to thank you for she's here now. Her name is Peyton, Lord. We just thank you for the new child that's in our family now, Lord. We just thank you, Father God. I know people come and go, Lord. I know we're supposed to rejoice when they leave and then cry when they come in. But, Lord, we just want to thank you for this for our mind, Lord. Just thank you for this life that you give, this new birth, this 30 minutes ago, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. We love you, Lord, because we know we don't put none before you. So we ask you, Father God, straighten that mother, Lord. Straighten my son, Lord. Straighten all our grandkids, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And bless anyone that has some kids and grandkids. Bless them, Lord, that we show joy and we show love, Lord. This is a day that we can lift up them and show you more of you, Lord. Not just telling them, but living before them so they can see an example. They can look at rap stars, Lord. They can look at football stars, Lord. They can look at athletes, Lord. But let them look, we want them to look at you through us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Prepare us, Lord, that we always keep you for us, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Lord, these words we always say in your name, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Mm.
The next song needs no introduction.
I'm.
The other day in rehearsal, Aretha began to sing it.
Come on.
And when she got to the part that says, through many days. And I looked over at her and saw the tears rolling out of her eyes. Because never did we think, I think 20 years ago, that God would do great things for us. Can I get a witness here today?
Because